Hey, Kareen.
Hi, Tari.
Well, we got a great show planned today, so why don't you tell everybody a little bit about it? Because it's a great day.
I know. It's happy 11-11-11 day.
And also happy Veterans Day. So
that's right. That's right. It's definitely a magical day today. So we're celebrating Veterans Day today, which marks, you know, world peace and giving thanks to those that have served our country to connect us to the peace that we are all hoping for and wishing for. So this is also tied in with 11-11-11, which is also in celebration of peace and the oneness and love to all that is, the connection that we all have to each other. So it's a magical day today. And I apologize if my words kind of not making sense because I'm quite sick. So that sentence there hopefully made sense to you all out there. But my point was that today is a magical day because it's 11-11-11, which 11 on its own is a magical number, and it stands for the great manifestations of all of our dreams and marks the beginning of new cycles and the ending of the old. As well as Veterans Day, which is connecting to the peace that all of our countrymen have fought so hard for. So it's a definitely a very powerful day, energetically powerful day too as well.
I like that. And by the way, I told you earlier, your voice sounds a little husky, so any really sexy looking guys that may be listening, you can find us.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm teasing you. I'm just glad you're here. And you're right. It is a magical day. And one of the things that I want to share with people, first of all, Kareen and I read angels and talk to angels, and we'll tell you if you have a psychic question or you have a comment or a great story, we'd love to hear from you. And so on that note, with 11-11-11, one of the things that I like about it is that it's a huge shift change for all of us. And those of us that are here, even from the littlest change to the biggest change, and it doesn't really matter where you're at, it just means that there's a lot of good stuff going on with this date from here and through 12-12-12, which is next year. And some people feel that it's a, you know, 11-11-11 is just a chance to rehearse, to practice our sense of oneness, you know, for 12-12-12, which is a great date next year. So whatever you believe or whatever you feel, one of the things I think that 11-11-11 is really truly about, and I, you know, I'm trying to understand this myself, is just really connecting to all that is. You and I spoke about it a few nights ago. Remember that we were talking that you can, with this shift change, it's almost like having a Volkswagen, which is a great car, and trading it in for a Jag, which I love, or whatever, you know, to really manifest and with prosperity. So on that note, when we were chatting about it before, do you remember we were talking about instead of or along with, you know, thinking about what kind of life you'd like to have, like with prosperity, job, career, love, maybe this is a big chance for us to really connect to all that is, you know, to develop a deeper relationship with our Creator, however you might see him, her, or just energy. Are you angels? How do you feel about that, Kareen?
Right, and I think there was something that you had said the other day that was really resonated with me. You said instead of asking for, what was it that you said? You said instead of asking for, you know, just general prosperity and all that, ask to be one with your Creator, one with God, one with the angels, because that's where true prosperity comes from. Prosperity in all aspects of your life, prosperity in love, in finances, in spirituality, everything. It's the highest prosperity is connecting with God. And when you connect with God, everything is possible. You will have everything. So you don't even need to ask for the specific things that we have on our list. If you just ask to connect with God, to be one with God, one with your angels, one with spirit, and to come from that place of love and peace, and with the purest of intentions for your highest and best good, you will have everything. It encompasses all of your wishes, your intentions.
You know, I agree with you. And the way that we really said it was really cool because I just got it again, is when we concentrate just on prosperity in the areas of our life, which is cool, no problem. But then it's like going to the sixth floor in an elevator, and the top floor is the 12th, let's say. So when you concentrate on being one with your Creator, really connecting and finding peace, then the rest just flows. You know what I mean? You get it all, like you just said. So I say, let me take me to the 12th floor. Let me get my Jag and drive there. You know what I'm saying? Because, it's a shift change where you can really do it all and manifest. You know, I bet there are people that are listening or, have listened to us before when we've talked about this. They're probably feeling, you know what, that sounds really wonderful, but how do I feel like I can't do it? Or this one stuff, you guys probably don't understand, and I felt this way too as well, but there are people out there saying, you guys probably don't understand, I need a job, I need to pay my bills, Christmas is coming, or, holidays are coming. How can we break it down, do you feel, Corinne, and so that people can really understand it? You know what I mean? Because it sounds great what we're saying, you know what I mean? And the shift change is happening, but what if they're here, how are they going to get, to the next step, you know what I mean, and feel good about it, where they're living with prosperity? What would you suggest? Because I have a couple ideas, but I always like to ask yours. You say it so much better sometimes.
No, you seem to be on a roll. Go ahead, keep going, and I'll jump in.
Okay, so one of the things I think that you can do would be meditation, and we talk about that really every all the time, because today is it's a turning point in humanity. It's a chance to really understand the concept of oneness, okay? So instead of meditating, say, just for one moment in time, instead of saying, I don't have, maybe take a couple deep breaths and just say, you know what, I'm going to have it all, and most of all, I want a connection with all that is. I'm choosing to develop my connection with God. Let's use God, because you and I both believe in God, and a lot of people do. So if you take a deep breath and just say, I really, really choose to connect with God, and then I really, really choose to believe that God working through me can give me everything that I'm looking for. And I think one of the main things, too, is maybe not concentrate on your bills, because you know what? When you start doing this and living this kind of life, and we always go back to boot camp, ask for something that you really, really want more than just paying your bills. Maybe it's, to do something really incredible with your family. Maybe it is to have a new car. Ask for that, but also ask to have a great relationship with your higher power, God, Buddha, however you say it. What do you feel?
Oh, I agree. Oprah said something really profound last night on her Life Class show. She said, when you're praying for things to come to you, right? Or just like we're going to be doing the meditations today, because of the special date today, and any day that you're praying for your dreams to manifest, whatever it is, she said, instead of saying, I wish I could get that job. I wish I could, so-and-so. I wish. Turn it in, set it to an intention, which is what you just said. Basically say, my intention is to get the best job possible for myself so that I can provide for my family, so that I can, do this and this and this. You've turned a wish into an intention, because an intention comes from a soulful place. It comes from a soul goal, from the highest and best good, for the highest and best interest for all. And a wish instead comes from a place of need. And so because it comes from a place of need, it comes from a place of lack, and thereby is a lower vibration. So when you're doing the meditations today, and when you're doing your prayers today, and from every day after today, come from a place of your highest intention. Turn all those wishes into an intention. And because when your intention comes from a place of good, that good will be returned right back to you even faster.
That's really good. So the intention is to, ask, for the best, but the best possible things. I also want to reiterate what I got really strong in meditation is really ask to connect with all that is. Mm-hmm. And then you can say, and also, I like the family car I want a better family car, I want a better car for myself, better job, or whatever. But really, really concentrate on connecting to that part of you that is connected to God, or Buddha, whoever you believe is your higher power. Mm-hmm. And I like the, the concept of turning it into an intention. I think Wayne Dyer does a lot with that. He's a great meditation. This is good. Meditations for manifesting. With that meditation, because I use it, my daughter, she's 19, she uses it herself. With that meditation, what it does is it really, really, you really connect with you can feel the energy of your higher power, God, and also it gives you the opportunity to manifest what you're looking for, like on the physical plane, like job, career, love, you know, better relationships, all of that. So it's a great meditation. Mm-hmm. Meditations for Manifesting by Wayne Dyer. So right. It's yeah. So that's I've used wonderful. That too. Yeah, it's amazing. So and you use it, and you'll see changes right away, which I think is pretty cool. So I think we got a couple of callers, and I feel like we should take them. Is that okay? Do you feel sure. comfortable with that?
Okay. Sure. We've got Lindsay from New Jersey.
Hey, Lindsay from New Jersey.
well, I have an AIM story, but before I get into it, I did a really good meditation today. Actually, I started it just a little bit before 11 o'clock, so I had the extra 11 in there as well. And Tree, you couldn't have hit the head more on the nail when you had said to ask to be closer to your angels, to be closer to God, to try and work on that first, because that's what I did. And I had been kind of bad. I had kind of stopped meditating for a little while. I had just gotten a little busy, and it felt so good to do that again, and just a lot of the messages I got, and then I had pulled three angel cards when I was done. It was just really intense, really, really, really incredible, and I was happy I was able to do that today. My angel wow. story, so a few weeks ago, a week ago, my boyfriend's finishing college, and he had to register for his last semester of classes, which is the spring. And I guess there was an issue. He was trying to get a class later in the day instead of, like, the 8 a.m. morning class with the teacher everyone on Rate My Teacher absolutely hates. And he was really upset, really distraught. Everyone else that he knew was able to get this other class. He's a commuter, too. So that's always, they do take that into account. And in any event, the past few nights, he had just been talking in his sleep, and I had been talking in my sleep, supposedly. And I woke up, and I really listened to him the night of when he found out he wasn't going to be getting this class. And he kept saying, and I felt the presence in our bedroom. I did not know who it was. It might have been his father. And he just kept saying, it wasn't supposed to happen, it wasn't supposed to happen. Not in, like, a scared, fearful way, but, like he was talking about the classes. So wow. I never said anything to him about talking. He wakes up early, and that's something he does not do. Hell or high water, he's not waking up. I was startled because he jumped up, and I'm like, oh, no, like, house is on fire. Like, he jumps up, runs into the other room, opens up his computer. It was like he knew something had happened, something had changed. The class was changed. On a Sunday night, which keep it on a during the weekend, and most colleges obviously don't have that stuff going. There had to have been some type of divine interference or interjection, because that just they don't do that. And wow. He was so thrilled, so happy, and that's when I told him, I was like, yeah, well, you were talking about it in your sleep, and I thought you were just speaking gibberish, but it kind of the fact that I woke up and actually listened to what he was saying. So he just couldn't have been more thrilled. Was I right that it was his father, Harold, that did it, or was it Michael? I didn't know which one.
I feel like that it's his father, personally. That's what I just got you to. You felt that as well, right? You felt it was his dad?
Especially when I meditated today, and even before, I call everybody, and I call his name specifically to help Tom with life, finding work when he's done with school, stuff like that. And I had actually gotten some good stuff on that when I meditated today, so it's still feeling and looking good about that. But, that was my main story. So thank you, ladies.
Lindsay, you're wonderful. Listen, really quickly, to you're 23 years old, and what has been some of the the miracles that have happened with you when you've meditated with your angels. You are able to connect with them and see them, right? And really feel them.
I can see some of them. I usually feel them more than anything on my back. I feel the heat from Bridget on my like hand because she's like straight fire. And I see them in my dreams more than I see them in person. That's also because I think I freak out a little bit. It depends, because I didn't get into meditating until recently. I think I've always had the ability to connect, and I just really started to trust. More recent than not, when I meditated, I see my children. I don't have kids right now, but I see myself with my children, and it's a boy and it's a girl. They're twins, and they come to me in my sleep. Actually, sometimes the little boy will wake me up. And he's like, Mommy, can I sleep with you? Like, I'm scared. And then I've actually been known to lift, like, the sheet up to, like, let him, like, come in and, like, lay with me. So I get information on that. I get information on my, like, close family and friends. Whenever I ask for something, I tend to usually receive. As long as I'm coming from a place of light and love, I tend to get it. If it's somebody I don't like, and I, you know, it's human nature to... maybe not like somebody, maybe not want them to have a great day. If it's coming from a place like that, then I tend not to get anything. But if it's something where I'm trying to help somebody or better somebody, I tend to get that a lot more strong. I get stuff on what I should be eating, doing, exercising, things of that sort. I get little messages and tidbits like that, but more than anything of late, I hear more about my job. That's also because it's what I've been asking about the most. But, that's mainly what I get. Sometimes I'll have a crossover relative come by and say hi, or I'll feel their presence, or sometimes my grandfather when I was younger would always tuck me in when we used to go and see them in Massachusetts, and... sometimes on my birthday, like, I'll still feel him doing that, but he sees me as though, like, I'm still, like, 6 or 7. It's always so nice for that stuff. But today was just amazing, just for light working and meditating and stuff. It was just a level of, like, intensity that I've never experienced before. Like, I felt every single angel's presence, almost like they were sitting, because I had called each of them by name out loud directly, and I felt like each one of them came right away, and, like, I had gone through a list of something that we had, stuff that we had talked about on previous psychic readings, and I was like, right. This is what's happening. I still want it. Send this to me. Things of that sort. I just kind of talk to them. It gives me like such a great sense of comfort.
Lindsay, thank you so much, because you made one thing really, really strong point here. Meditation is really key to connecting and receiving and really connecting with your all your angels, you know, God, your higher, however you see God. But that's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you, ladies, so much. You guys have a good weekend.
You okay, too. Stay warm. Bye.
I'll try. Bye.
She lives up there in the Northeast. It's a little chilly. So anyway, I think we've got another caller, Linda from Philadelphia, right?
Hi, ladies.
Hi,
Linda.
How are you? How are you? Happy 11-11-11.
Happy 11-11-11 for you as well. So how's everything going for you? Tell us, share a story or ask a question. What's going on with you today?
Good. I have stories and questions coming out of my ears, but I'll try to narrow it down a little. Like Lindsay just said, I meditated at 11:11 this morning. Very powerful. Wow. And I think it's been in the past 6 weeks that I've been seeing, you know, guides. And I always felt them and heard them or felt their messages, but I've been seeing them, and they've been floating in and out of my third eye like someone's holding flashcards of pictures of them for me. Fascinating. It's totally fascinating for me and new for me. But that being said, today I also was feeling very strongly that I literally intentionally set up a a session that I was going to be with the person who is, I feel strongly, my twin soul, twin flame. And I just felt that today was the day that, you know, he was going to acknowledge the connection. But that didn't happen. It kind of backfired on me. So I wondered if you had a sense of what that was about. And because I feel that he knows the connection, he's afraid of it a little bit. And hasn't spoken of it yet.
Okay, when you say it backfired, what do you mean?
Well, he seemed angry. I had given him a book about twin flames, twin souls, so that he could understand the concept. And, you know, he kind of handed the book back and was like, you know, kind of acting like it didn't resonate with him. And I don't believe that that's the case. But I think he's afraid to tell me that, or I'm not sure. I'm not sure what I'm dealing with. It was not...
Okay, so you gave him the book today, and he gave it back to you. Okay, I got you.
No, I gave it to him 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I got you. And you're not sure how... And he seemed angry about and not receptive to what you were sharing with him. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I feel that he wasn't, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't able to read that properly, like what was really going on with him.
Can I ask a question? Is he, okay, how do I say this? Is he married or
yes.
Is, okay.
Yes, he is, and so am I. And so, of course, that complicates the whole thing.
Yes, that's what I was seeing. I was seeing something... I was seeing that, and I just didn't. I just had to ask. Okay, so that's the situation. Is that he is married?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, my microphone cut out there. There is a heart connection that is between the two of you. He's not ready. He's not ready.
Okay.
He's just not ready. There's a lot. There's guilt. There's this. And he's unable to take a step forward to meet you where you're at. Because every time he does, he gets afraid. Okay. So, and it's because he's married. That's the only thing.
I mean, I feel that, you know, that he's not happily married and he knows that I'm.
Yeah. There's obligations there, though. There's something that's there that's keeping him there. Like, he can't leave for some reason. There's some type of, obviously, he's married, but yes, he's not happy. He's not happy in his marriage. It's missing something. And I don't know if he's told you this before, but that's what I'm getting from him, is that he feels like he's missing the connection between him and his wife, okay? And he's getting, he feels, you are reminding him of what he's been missing. Yet there's something that's keeping him there. It's not like an easy separation for him. There's something that's there. I don't know what it is. Like, is she sick or something? Is someone in his family ill? There's some kind of obligation. That's something that needs to keeping him there. Some kind of. And
can I share with you what I'm getting about it? if it's okay, I feel the obligation. Like Corrine's saying, Linda and Corrine, I also feel that that this was a rehearsal, okay, you know what I mean? And it gave him an opportunity to look at this and say, okay, I'm ready and I'm not ready. But there's fear here. And the anger that you're feeling from him is frustration more than anger. That's what I'm thinking. The obligation is inside of him, you know, but if he needed... when he's not needed, when he is ready, he can free himself of that, because it's not an obligation where he physically has to be there to take care of, you know, what he needs to take care of. That's what I do feel. It's like when he's ready, he'll let go. So he's just not quite ready yet.
Okay.
But that's what I feel. But I do feel the frustration, and I feel fear.
We're meant to be together. It's just that the timing eludes me, you know. I mean, it's been already, you know. I mean, and it's complicated because he's also my doctor, you know. And so there's that. He can't really cross that barrier either. Mm-hmm. So he has a lot of obligations.
Well, listen, I have to tell you. Go ahead, Corinne. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just trying to, because is there some type of work that, okay, let me just ask the question here, because this is what I'm getting from him and from you. The kind of doctor that he is, he puts his hands on you, or some kind of work with the hands on the body, right? Yeah. Some kind of, he needs to touch you for something, right? There's, well, not like a general practitioner, but much more like a chiropractic or some kind of, I don't know, Reiki or some kind of, something with the muscles and the something in the body, right?
Right.
Okay, because I'm feeling this, like this, there's an electric charge between the two of you, okay?
Yeah.
There's like this, like, and it's kind of like uncomfortable, and whenever I get this feeling, it makes me feel like I have an itch that I need to scratch. But it's more than that. Okay, so, but there's so much discomfort also on the back end because he's afraid, okay? So you got to just let this play out the way that it, you know, is intended for both of your highest and best good. I would not push. I would just allow things to kind of happen, because if you push, he will displace his frustration on you. And you've kind of seen that, right, with the book, and then he gets angry. He needs to come to this, follow the path on in his own time, and he will get there. He just needs, there's things like in his head that he's trying to, like, he's back. Uh-oh. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah,
there's things that he's battling with in his head. There's a lot of back and forth. Whereas you already know. He's like trying to, the heart and the head is really battling right now.
Linda, I have something to share with you, if this is okay. Everything is happening in divine and perfect timing. You were supposed to plant the seeds that you did with him with the book and the other things that you've done. Remember, this is such a great year from now until, forever, you know. But we have such some great huge shift changes coming. This is the first one. The next one will be, the next biggest one we'll have will be 12-12-12. That's how I'm seeing it. Some people may agree or disagree. So that keeps flashing in my head. Now, will you guys be together this year? Who knows? But what you did do is you planted the seeds, okay? And now just let it go. That was a big message that I got. And Archangel, I'm going to say this name, Metatron, there's a message for you with him, and because he's showing up around you right now. So really ask what that is, because I'm trying to get it myself. And it's because you're developing your connection with your angels and receiving messages so strong, he says, I will give it directly to her. So that's cool. So just really work on that, okay?
Okay, that's great. You know, I kept feeling like, you know, that there was the divine timing, was that this connection had to be made, not necessarily a relationship, because that's complicated at this point, but just that the acknowledgement of the connection before my, you know, abundance, my lawsuit, all those things can settle. I feel like there's a contingency there, and like nothing's going to happen until he, you know, tells me.
But you feel it in your heart, though, right? You feel it in your heart. So, and you know that it's going to take a little bit of time for him to give you the verbal acknowledgement. Yeah. But if you feel it, he feels it too. And I know you feel it, because what I'm getting is his hands on you. I mean, totally professionally, of course, like, you know, but in the medical environment, some kind of work that he's doing on you. And there's an energy exchange between the two of you guys. So just trust in that, okay?
You mean the sparks that came out of my chest the one time he was working on me? Literally, I saw them.
That.
It was, I need a doctor like that. That's cool.
Coming out of the chest. Wow.
That qualifies as electricity, right?
Yeah. There you go. But I tell you what, Linda, when you guys connect and get together, just think you'll get the family discounts on him being a doctor. It'll be good. Yeah, but I think the sparks are flying. You got to keep us posted. Hey, call us back if it feels comfortable, and let us know what Archangel Metatron said to you. Okay.
Okay. So thank you so much for that information, ladies. It's wonderful, and enjoy this amazing day.
Well, you do the same.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Linda.
I think we got Richard. I hope he's still there. We're chatting a lot, too. Hey, Richard.
From Wisconsin.
Yes, there you go.
Hello.
I wonder if it's cold. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. What's your question, or
okay,
do you have a comment?
Is, when I'm practicing my guitar, I constantly
oh,
feel...
Oh, yeah, that's
room.
Right, Richard, the one that's got the guy helping him on the other side. Okay, cool. Yes. Welcome back.
Yeah, lately, the last couple of days, I've been feeling like a mist on my face. Can you tell me what that is? But there's no water there. It just feels like it.
It just feels like mist, but there's no water there. Does it feel like mist or like a spider web, kind of?
Yeah, kind of like a spider web. Yeah, a couple of times I actually thought I had walked in a spider web, but I'm just sitting down playing my guitar.
I think that's your, if it's okay,
angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your angels.
Mm-hmm.
I am also sensing today's a great day for you to really, really sit down and write a song and channel information, because it's 11-11-11, and you're one of the new artists that's really going to take us with music and healing sounds from music. So start writing or channeling, or I know I'm probably using these words like Ella, I mean, Tariq, I can't do this for tonight. But just sit there and write, see what you get when you're writing, practicing on your guitar, because you have all these angels around you. You also have that gentleman that was on the other side, your favorite musician. He's with you as well, okay? So they're just waiting to give you... they're waiting to give you information. And your pick has changed, too. Wow. Okay.
I remember that. You are the one that had the pick. That's it. I remember you now. I was racking my head. I was going, I don't remember. And then okay, gotcha. You're the one with all the instruments, the strings, the different string instruments. You've got a knack for playing. I remember.
Marine, I remember him too, because when I was sitting there talking to him, that the guy shows up right before you, when we were chatting, the guy that's working with you on the other side, your favorite musician, and then they're showing me the pick. So mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, the new pick or the new string, whatever one it was. So
You changed his pick, right, Richard?
I broke a string, yep. So I had to replace it, and then I changed the pick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So change the string and the pick. Well, whatever you did is a great thing there.
Hmm.
Do you see
meeting anybody?
Meeting anybody like a romance?
Like my twin, as they call it, or whatever.
Twin soul. We know a lot of people that are looking for theirs. No, I'm just kidding. May I share this with you, what I'm getting really, really, really strong? It feels like that as you start tuning into this side of yourself with your music that you're doing right now, your twin flame, your twin soul, it will be coming. Okay, what I'm seeing is a lot of purple with you, and your twin flame and twin soul is there, but it's like you're in the music industry, and you guys are going to come together. I don't know what that means, like come together as one, you know, meeting each other. When is it going to happen? It looks like she's in your energy now, or this person is in your energy now. So we can, as long as you continue to do what you're doing and following your heart and your soul's mission, or to do the music, then that person's coming. Okay, so that's what I feel. She's going to come, or this person's going to come anyway. Mm-hmm. Listen, I have a question for you, and I saw this with you before. Did you like John Lennon's music?
Yeah, he was one of my favorites.
Okay, because this is going to sound super, because when I'm talking to you, and sometimes I get afraid to say stuff because I'm like, oh, this person's going to think I'm out there. But you're calling the line. So I always like, BBS is Mantra. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS. So, but John Lennon is there in your energy, and I hope you don't think I'm crazy, but I wanted to share that with you, okay? So just know that.
Yeah, I always loved his music, and my best friend who passed away also was a big Beatle fan and John Lennon fan.
Well, John Lennon and your best friend there, they're both working with you, okay? How cool is that? You got a lot of angels and some interesting music coming to you. But the lady that I'm seeing, I'm saying to lady, you know, however you want to, you know, your twin flame is coming to you really very soon, okay? So just know that.
Okay, that sounds good. I've been alone for a while. So I kind of, well, everything seems to me like the music of what's going to kind of bring everything together.
Yeah, yeah, the music is going to bring it all, but it's also really, I got to tell you, your friend and you have a lot of help. Really trust that, because as you learn to connect with your soul and your global purpose as you're doing now, then you're getting everything. Like we were just talking earlier, the love is going to come, okay, with that. Okay, so.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I know, Corrine, do you have anything? I just chatting away. I apologize about that.
No, I feel like this woman that you're going to meet, she also is a musician, or does she sing? She does something creative. I think she's a singer, because I'm feeling my throat open up. I think she's going to be a singer. So I don't know if you meet her because you get like a gig playing in a band. I don't know if you're doing that, but it feels like you are going to do that pretty soon. It feels like you're going to be like, someone is going to be looking for a guitar player, and you're going to be playing in some kind of a show here and there. And that's how you meet her. She feels like she's a singer or something super creative. She's an artist, for sure.
I've had little connections with a woman who's kind of somewhat famous. She's an actress, and she was on Broadway too, so she does some singing.
Oh, wonderful.
Are you still seeing her, or you're
just a little bit of internet connection, not a lot, but a little bit.
Oh,
I know who she
okay.
is, but I don't think she knows me other than, you know, a little bit on the internet.
Oh.
I was planning on maybe March to May to put something on my YouTube so I can put it on my Facebook and go onto her site and do it that way too, so she actually sees who I am.
I think that would be such a good idea. Such a good idea. Does she have brown hair? Kind of wavy. She feels
yeah,
really.
Her real hair color is extremely light brown, but she dyes it blonde for her career.
Oh, okay. And it's kind of wavy. It's like I just see it like around her face, and she's feels very. Her energy is so, like, it's not bohemian. It's like, it's just super creative, artistic flair, really, trying to see if I can get, and I just, she wears, like, there's like a, I'm seeing like a scarf, like a multicolored scarf. I don't know. Obviously she changes what she wears every day, but this is what I'm seeing. One of the outfits that she's wearing is a really multicolored scarf. And like beads, lots of beads.
You guys are, what I feel with him, Corrine, is at these two, is that, you know, you'll be able to really connect with this woman and be really one with the woman that's coming into your life. It is really super important that you really work on this music now and really tap in. Don't drop the ball, okay? Because it's going to make everything come quicker and faster to you, okay? Does that make sense, Richard,
yeah.
to you? Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
It does. I've actually kind of increased my amount of time to around 3 to 4 hours a day practicing. So my hands get kind of sore here and there.
I'm going to tell you this right now. There's something with you and music and the chords that you're writing that will help heal people, you know, on a physical level. Because when you start really writing the music and it affects them on a mental, spiritual mm-hmm. level, that's where you see. That's where you're going to see it on a physical. Miracles happen on a physical level. So really, really ask for that too as well. Okay, they're doing a lot of work now. I was reading it the other day, and I can't remember. So some university about music and healing, actually healing the physical body. So how cool is that? So ask for your ability to, you know, to be able to channel that information, because it's right there for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And happy 11-11-11, okay? So anyway, that's a cool day. So you got a lot of good stuff coming for you. Corinne, do you have anything? I'm sorry. I just wanted to share that with you.
No. Just I would continue the lines of communication with this woman because her energy is really strong. So there's something there. So keep on doing what you're doing because she's coming into the picture quite strong. So
if you see John Lennon and he comes into your room and gives you music, let us know. We want to hear about that. Okay. Take care, Richard.
Well, I've seen a couple of men's faces. One that looks kind of like my favorite guitarist, Gary Morrison. The other face I haven't been able to see clear enough, but it kind of could be.
Oh, wow. John Lennon, there you go.
I also see a woman's face regularly, like she's got real long hair, but I can't tell who she is.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, there you go. You got your angels and your guides communicating with you. How cool is that? Let us know as you're going along. We'd love to hear more from you, what's going on in your work. So, do you...
Yes, I will. I'll call you later.
All right. Sounds good. Take care, Richard.
Thank you.
See, I love hearing stories like that where they just start seeing things. But I had saw John Lennon with him before, and I was just a little afraid to mention it to him because I was like, because some people, they're like, why would that person be working with him? But I think he's got a hold on who he is and what he's here to do. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so one of the things that we've learned about from these stories, I feel, is that these people are really connected to meditation, and they're also connected to what they're here to do, right? Their higher, their soul's purpose, their life purpose. Do you feel like that is, if somebody's on this date and going through the whole year, people always want to know what they're here to do, or I say what they're here to do or what they're here to be. This would be a great year or a great night to really, really open that door to say and ask, what am I here to do, right? Or what am I here to be? What's my soul's purpose?
Mm-hmm. And ask for it to be shown to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, meditation is a great way to start. But I also know, that dreams and also thoughts just pop in your head. That's a way for things to be shown to you. Don't you think? You've had experiences with that yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Just pretty recently. Too,
dreams, thoughts, as long as you're open, you come from an open heart. With the intentions for the highest and best good, to serve humanity, to come from a place of love and not from ego and not from need, you will receive all the answers to every question that you're going to ask. So today's the day to do that and to come from a place of love, because today is all about love. It's coming from our own vibrations of love, connecting to the vibration of the universe of love and with God's love. So ask with love today. You will be given all the answers, and it'll come to you in dreams. You'll get them in visions. You'll get them, in signs. So pay attention. Today's a great day. But remember, it's about love. And again, not from the ego and not from, a place of lack.
Yeah, that's true. I know that Oprah has done like a big, her life classes. I've listened to or watched them together. She's given a lot about love and what's the difference between love and need. This year, starting right now, is a real opportunity to figure that out. What's the difference between love and need and coming from love? And what do you think about that? How do you distinguish the difference between love and need, Corinne? Because I think that's important for people to understand. For us, too, is because sometimes, it looks like love, but it's really need. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, love is wanting the highest and best for everybody. Love is having no expectation except only what is best for everyone involved. And need is you have a preference. You have a preference or an expectation about a certain particular outcome. That is a need. That's a preference. So love is letting go and letting God to allow whatever is meant to happen for you to happen, and to happen in divine timing. And that's love. And today, 11-11-11 is the highest form of love, because it's not about you or me or any one of us as individuals. It's about all of us as a whole, the unity, our happiness through unity, all of us as one, and connecting with God or the universe or whoever you pray to. So putting out that vibration of the highest vibration, which is love and in unity.
That's very true. I like that. That is something that resonates with me. So people, let's talk about this here. So I want to reiterate this. A lot of times people say, well, I've never meditated. So when you're doing your meditation, and a meditation can last 2 minutes, 5 minutes, or however long, one of the things that you can say is ask for your own prosperity, whatever area of your life, but also make sure you ask for your connection to all that is to deepen. And then you said it just a few minutes ago or a second ago, we're all one. So ask for the whole, all of humanity, for them to have the highest and best good that their soul or God wants for them. You know what I mean? And I think that's important to do those three things together. Mm-hmm. Do you feel? Mm-hmm. I feel that is good. So, because today is a real turning point for us. And it's truly, truly, and as you said, to understand the concept of oneness and really take action. It's just now. The we're just the one right now. Anyway, so let's talk about this. A couple of angels. If you really want to work with the angels to help you, let's talk about some archangels that can really help folks today. I think Archangel Michael is a great one to really help you because he gives you strength and courage. Which one do you really like? I like Archangel Michael because he said, for me, I think he's the best looking. They're all good looking. But.
I love Archangel Michael. I work with him every day. Archangel Haniel and Raphael are two other great ones to work with today too as well.
Right, Archangel, yeah, so you're right about that. And then Archangel Raphael I like because he's great for healing, physical mm-hmm. healing. And what does Haniel do for you? Because I know you work with Haniel quite a bit. So
Haniel is really great for, she's great for increasing your clairvoyant abilities. She's also great for, what is it? I'm sorry, I'm a little sick today, so my head's a little... going crazy. Healing as well. Healing.
Oh, good.
And good. And bringing grace into your life. So grace, healing, and increasing your psychic abilities. Also great one to call upon if you're going to be giving a speech or a presentation or talking in front of people. Because she's also the overseer of grace, poison, charm. And she's, so I work with her. She seems to be kind of like one that I call upon quite often. Just if I'm about to do a reading, I'll call upon her and I'll just, just to kind of center myself.
That's wonderful.
So she's great for meditation too. She brings grace into your meditation.
That's a good one too. Now, we were talking about 11-11-11, and I know that you use crystals and oils. You can use this in your meditation. So I like rose quartz because it calls angel energy to you, and it also really opens your heart chakra. But I know that you've done a lot of work with them, and so can you recommend some oils or some, stones that people or crystals that people can really use? And you don't have to use it not only today. Today can be the first day that you start meditating or using all this stuff. Or if you've already are meditating, then you can add these to your meditation practices. Or you know what I mean? Don't you agree? So do you have any recommendations for folks that are listening?
I don't use the oils, but I use incense and crystals. Oh no, but I'm sure oils work just as well. I mean, in if you burn the oil, just as you would a candle.
Right.
But I work with candles, crystals, and incense. And we were talking about this yesterday. A lot of the incense that you can burn, like cedar, lavender, sandalwood, are all great for cleansing a space, cleansing the space that you're in when you're meditating. I think there was another one. You said that you use frankincense. That one is really good too, but that one for me works for to give you kind of like a charge, like an energy charge.
I like that one. You know, frankincense and myrrh. So I was like, yeah, it works. You know, but you find ones that resonate with you.
Right. And the crystals that I use, there are four that I use together. They're kind of, I have crystals all over the place, but the ones I use are amethyst, which is really great for opening up your psychic abilities. And I use a clear quartz, which just heightens all of the crystals when you use them together. It also helps to cleanse energy, too. So if you don't have anything, at least get yourself a clear quartz crystal and work with that, because that's just a very, it's an all-powerful crystal. Does healing, does cleansing, clearing, all of that. And then the rose quartz, which you just said opens up your heart, helps to balance your heart energy, and come from a vibration of love, and unconditional universal love. And then that's I also use hematite, which is the, it's for inner strength, lets you accomplish your goals.
Does it ground you too as well? Because I've used it for grounding. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
And ground you too as well. So these four I use together. But there's a whole bunch of others too that you can use, but these are the four that I use consistently. But again, it's not necessary, but if you do want to, are interested in working with crystals, at least get yourself a clear quartz crystal. Because that'll work on everything. Yeah, and then candles, too. The candles. Today, a great one to burn as you're doing your meditations would be a white candle. Just a normal white regular candle would work wonderfully. Or pink or red for love would be great. But I'm going to be using a white candle.
Well, I tell you what, I like the candles, the white candles, and then you can also find, if you're working on the chakras, the energy centers that we spoke about before, any of the candles that any of the colors of the chakras, you can work with, you can work with them with the candle colors as well. So it's really nice, you know what I mean? So the clear crystal is great for the top chakra, which it connects you to all that is. As well as a white candle, clear crystal, right? Am I thinking right? Because I've not worked with, the top chakra. Can't even think of it now. Sorry about that. Having a moment here. But you can use a clear crystal to help you with that, right? Would that be a good one to use? Okay.
You can. That one's really great for clearing headaches too. Celestine. It's like a light blue crystal. That one works with the crown chakra and the third eye chakra. If you meditate, if you lie down and you meditate and you put that on either on your crown chakra or on your third eye chakra, really helps to open it up. That one is like fantastic. The vibrations that you will get just from that using that crystal is amazing. But you can also use the clear quartz crystal too. Absolutely.
I know. And also, if you don't know what the chakras are, you can go and research that, because any chakra that you work with has a color, and you can coordinate the candle with it. Corinne, there's a lot of stuff that you can do to really, really focus your meditation and really work on every area of your life. Most important, before we close the call, you want, when you're meditating, as you start today, meditate for your own prosperity, also your connection with God, and to send out the for everybody on the planet to find their highest purpose and their greater good, right? So, and this is the day to start this. So we've got a whole year of great things happening. And I know we're getting ready to close the call. So before we close, if you want to talk to Corinne and I, you go to angelscoaches.com and you can set up a reading, or we've got classes and a couple other things going on. So I think we've got a couple classes coming up. Do you really want to go over them right before we close?
Sure.
Okay. Share with everyone what we've got going on with our classes.
We've got a couple of workshops coming up for Indigo Crystal Rainbow Children, and if you are parents of these special children, this workshop would be really great to learn how to really foster the gifts in your special little ones. So we've got that one coming up. We've got a mediumship class and an angel card reading class and a future life progression and past life regression workshops. So all those good things coming up. And if you want more information, you can go to angelcoaches.com. We also have a manifesting call that we have every Tuesday night that is free. So if you'd like to join us, send us a note on the website and we'll give you the information.
Yeah, there you go. And the special little Indigo Crystal Rainbow Children, it's a real special time for these little ones this year. So we've got a great workshop to help you with that. All right, everyone, take care. Good night. And we'll see you next Friday.
Good night.